We get the stuff in then. Yeah. And she's gone off there.
Yeah.
So I dare say we'd be late-ish in bed, because you won't be that late with Marge in bed, will you, tomorrow night?
No, no.
Mother of Maureen. Spent to her lately?
Oh, well, yes, I had to spend quite a lot of time on the line to her because her husband's been quite ill with bladder trouble.
That's right, I remember you saying.
She was very worried and kept on crying down the phone and saying, "Now I know what you went through with Jerry." I said, "Oh, come on, you know."
Has it gone off again, Dave?
Well,
in the kitchen. You put some funnels on that down there. You couldn't see a blockage.
Mm.
And as soon as he put some funnels on that down there, some rods, the pressure came back.
Mm.
You can't. What Dave's saying is, it's lighting the boiler, and then it's going.
It's switching in and out. Isn't
switching
it?
Off, and the water's stone cold.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the? Didn't you say that, what was the central heating thing? Why was that hot?
Would 65 degrees be a reasonable temperature for hot water for a bath? Or would it be a fire, do you think? Obviously you've got to add cold to it.
What, just 65 in a bath?
Well, no, 65.
65 from the hot tap.
Well, what do you think?
I guess so.
Well, that's about, I mean, that's normal, about 60, 65.
Yeah.
Has it gone off again then?
Yeah.
It has, but I've turned the stack back up on the cylinder. It's made the boiler cut in again. Because that's why the boiler's cutting out, because what it does, once it gets up in temperature, then it'll shut itself off.
Where's the thermostat for that then, upstairs in the attic?
On the tank.
Yeah, but why would it be all of a sudden need to turn it up?
Because I turned it down.
Oh, you turned it down?
Yeah.
I thought you
but
meant...
See, it might have reached temperature before. I mean, I don't know, I can't... Whether...
I mean, it's been perfectly alright.
Do you have cold water coming out?
It was boiling really hot.
Yeah.
And then
what, hotter than normal?
Well, I thought it was, yeah.
But don't you remember Carla had a bath Sunday? We had a bath about 9 o'clock. And then at 11, when we got back, she went to have her bath. And she got in it and it was stone cold.
Ah.
Oh. Actually, at least the other night she had someone had a bath. It was the bath cold.
There was no hot water, was there?
Hmm.
And it was about 3 hours later. Nice.
I didn't
know. Might have been the stack playing up.
The thermostat?
Yeah, on the on the tank.
Yeah,
what it does is
when
it gets up, well, who knows, sort of thing. Once it gets up to temperature, it like sends the thing down the old wire and flicks the boiler off. The same as with the heating. Once it gets up to temperature, the boiler will cut off.
Yeah.
That might be that.
But is that a new one that's on there? Yeah.
Well, it's
what did they put when they put the boiler in? Because the boiler. We've had in 3 years.
Yeah, well, you had an immersion heater, didn't you?
You know, it's not new cylinder, then,
was
it?
Yeah, because they did a lot of work, didn't they?
They would see on an upgrade, they'd have to put.
They put the new. Oh, the only thing we had everything new 3 years ago when we moved in, except for the rads. They did all the work in the attic.
Had the system. Yeah, well, that boiler that's in the airing cupboard. They didn't put that in, did they?
No.
They must have had a cylinder there already.
Yeah, no, they just put pipes in that, they run in there.
Yeah.
Different pipes.
I'll see what's new and what's old or what they've done. Mm. Who done it?
Brian. And who's the other one?
Jeff.
No.
Lofty.
Oh,
Lefty.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, Lefty.
Lefty, yeah.
Yeah, they did it.
That's that might have worked now. See, before, did you have, was your your hot water on the immersion?
Well, we don't know, because the day we moved in,
it
blew up.
It was a servo warm boiler.
Oh, right.
Servo warm in there. And then Les was
going to boil, I think. There is an immersion thing there. Boiler.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is if it ran on the immersion before, then you wouldn't have had that tank stat on there.
We had to use the immersion, didn't we? Because we moved in the June, and Lofty and Brian said, well, don't have it done, because you're not going to use it until August. So they did it August time for us. But we didn't use servo warm because it had blown up. They just disconnected it for us. So we used the immersion heater until they came.
Yeah.
And then when they did it, right, 3 months after we moved in, we went
right.
back to, we had the new boiler put in.
Yeah.
It's all very confusing, June, isn't it?
Yes. But to me, it's old stuff, Brenda.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been hearing this kind of conversation in number between the chaps coming in to do things. Honestly.
Well, it just goes on and on and on, doesn't it?
It does.
It's got age next year. I put 37. God, what an idiot I am now.
66.
You're not.
I'm 66 this month.
Oh, I've got you down 62, dear. I didn't realise she was there.
Yes.
Dear me. They got in the Prima some lovely Christmassy things.
Yes, I didn't really have a good look through it because I got stuck on an article that was so good at the beginning.
Oh, I must sort your watch.
Oh, my watch.
The reason I didn't post it.
Oh yes, not.
I went to post it in the index book I've got. It stopped. It's been in my jewellery box. And I looked
battery's
at it,
probably run down.
But the battery, so if we take it tomorrow, Deb's do it while you wait.
Oh, yes.
Well, they do it within an hour, so we can drop it in.
Mm.
And then,
good.
And your lipstick as well in the bathroom. That's here. What else? Did you see this lovely picture of Carla? Did you see that one?
Oh, isn't that good? That is really lovely.
Good one of her, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you are saying that. They had a Kingston. She had a festival. You know the festival we went to? Well, they did it straight afterwards. They went to a Kingston one. Gets there. Who's the bloody judge? Adjudicator.
Not him again.
The same guy. Well, Tracy pulled most of us out. Again, he picked the not dancers, non-dancers and all that. Anyway, the festival company, Kingston, phoned up Tracy and said, you know, have we upset you? And Tracy said, what do you mean? She said, well, you've pulled half your dancers and they're such good dancers. What's happened? And she said, well, I'm very sorry. She said, but your adjudicator is so rude. And the way he described himself, he should never get up and dance like he does.
No, no.
Because that's what she noticed.
Yes.
And because I told her you had. And she said, and they said, well, we've had so many complaints, we'd never ever have him again. He's been sort of banned from Hounslow, banned from Kingston. Because he just is sort of a pain in the backside.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Yeah. Awful sort of chap. I'm just going to get Carl in a minute. It's only in the village we've got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to go and get a suit tomorrow. Oh my God, it's like a nightmare, isn't it?
Yes.
Dave took them over in the week to look at Marks, but I mean they're beautiful suits.
Oh, but they're expensive.
But they're, you know, expensive.
I mean, my son buys two or even three at a time.
He's got to, though, hasn't he? He's
he has.
To look.
I mean, my daughter-in-law said he very often drives. He's got a season ticket, an annual season ticket to take the train, but more often than not he drives because he gets into London at about 7:15 in the morning and goes and, you know, parks the car and then goes and gets breakfast. And she says he always takes at least one shirt in the car with him to change into.
He does?
Yeah. He wears white Swiss cotton and he'll change halfway through the day, depending on whether he's got, you know, a fairly important meetings.
They buy very expensive things, don't they?
Mm.
Do they buy sort of, when they buy like Christmas presents, do they lash out on them too?
Oh, they are.
Very choice presents,
oh,
are
yes,
they?
Oh, yes, they are. They're nice presents. And she says she is sort of in charge of his suits. And he can only wear a suit. She takes a suit to the cleaners every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks she has to.
That's London. And also, of course, he goes on the building sites. He's
That's
still
right,
wearing a
might,
suit.
Got
a yellow hat and those sweet little Wellingtons, but nevertheless there's the dust and the mud flying
about. How often
does
he have to change the suits? You know, how long do they last?
I must ask her how long they
because
do.
Because they must, I mean, even though Mark's a good suit, I mean, they must get a lot of wear.
Oh, he gets through them.
He gets
through them.
He must have to have about half a dozen, though, mustn't
I'm
he?
I'm sure
different
he has half a dozen.
I mean, he's on the site,
yeah.
He's in the office,
when
he's meeting
he
clients.
When he's got the time to go to, I don't know where he gets them. He doesn't get them at Marble Arch Marks, I think.
Probably Reading.
Not sure. I must ask her where he does. He goes to a Marks where they always have every possible man's suit that Marks make. And and he takes the time to buy two or even three, because he doesn't get that much time for shopping.
No, he doesn't get that time. What about his shirts? Where are his shirts from?
At Marks.
Marks.
And she buys them. White Swiss cotton, no other.
Mm.
Or he occasionally buys a shirt with a fine stripe in it, but he says the Continentals expect you to be wearing a white shirt.
Mm.
A fine white cotton shirt.
God, if that's that thermostat gone. The thermostat's the worst thing, isn't it? You've put your
Brenda,
bond on it is. It won't be a simple, it won't be a valve.
Yeah, no, it couldn't possibly.
Mind you, a pump's the other worst one, isn't it?
I've got to replace that pump. I've got to brace myself on that one.
Thing is, you've got to, it's like Nigel, I mean, he works for my uncle. And he had the other guy, Mark, working for him for a few years, and then he employed Nigel. But Mark wasn't a fully qualified plumber, and Nigel was, and he's, I don't know, about, I think he's about 19 or, no, he's about 23, I think. Yeah, 23 he is, Nigel. And him and his girlfriend, he's just brought a masonette down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a house and sort of turned into sort of like two masonettes, the ground floor. He's got, and then he's got a sort of, I don't know how, it's a big house, and it's sort of like, because a masonette's got an upstairs, isn't it? And he's...
Yes, a masonette is sort of two flats, isn't it, really? Well, a masonette, you enter usually by climbing upstairs outside.
That's right. Well, I think he's got the downstairs then. He hasn't got an upstairs, then. I'm not sure. And, of course, they're, you know, struggling to do the mortgage. But it's good because he's done quite a few jobs for us. And I mean, it's like now, I mean, when he's come before, we've always sort of, you know, paid him sort of on time and whatever. And normally, somebody will phone him up, oh, it'll be a week before I can get out.
Quite.
And that's what I said, when you get hold of a good tradesman and treat them right, you know, so these days, I know over at Windlesham that they can't get a plumber. And I was talking to the decorators and they were saying that they're plumbers. They charge £100 a day.
Yes, quite.
To come out, you know, and do the work.
Yeah.
But you just can't get hold of good tradesmen. That you got your washing machine chap, haven't you?
Oh, he's marvellous. Yes.
He's. What does he do?
I buy everything from him, but I've got to buy another tumble dryer. I've been drying clothes off in the house, and with three men, and all of them, well, two of them wearing workwear, jeans. And the next one that comes in will be wearing jeans. It's no go. I just cannot dry stuff off in the house. I've got to have a tumble. And the
have you got a tumble dryer then?
Yes, but it's an old thing. what's going on?
Oh, he doesn't know. He's turned it off and he said we've got to sort of try it. And if for some reason the water gets red hot, we've got to turn the whole system down and off. Cheers, Nige. Thanks a lot. Babe? So, what, can't we have the heating on then?
You can in a minute, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can have the heating on. I'll check it about 10. But if the hot water gets really, really hot, then it's a thermostat. I need to turn the hot water off, but you can still have your central heating. And you can have a chat with one of the blokes tomorrow, and he's going to do his punch for an afternoon. But he's cured the water.
The blockage?
Well, there's a couple of little boxes up there, like electronic boxes.
Mm.
And they do it electrically, or you can do it manually. Turn them around manually. You know, the water's coming out normal. Put them back to how they were.
Mm.
So he said perhaps there was a fault in there. It's cured itself.
Mm.
But
you would have never known that, would you?
No, but he said something going down that pipe. He said no. Because that pipe now, you can put your finger where that pipe is now and the water's fine now.
Yeah.
So there's nothing blocking out.
But what, does he think something's wrong with that because it keep coming on and off?
Well, you don't know, because you don't know how they work.
It's always coming on and off, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I never stood and listened to it.
Yeah, it's always. If you run the tap now, turn the hot tap on, that'll come on a bit.
You haven't got any hot water at the moment. That's why I said that should. Well, I would have thought in theory that if you've got no hot water, then that should keep going until the water's hot.
No, it doesn't. You run the top tap now in the kitchen, turn it off, that will ignite and come on. Go and try it.
Yeah, but your thermostat on your tank should be telling that you've got a cold tank. That's what a thermostat's for.
Well, no, because that doesn't work like that. It takes about, because it's cold, it's going to take about an hour to warm up, and that won't come on. That will just keep coming on and off all the time. So it's hot and up. Yeah, it won't, I mean, that won't stay on for an hour. I mean, I've literally had a hot bath. The water on, you know, after it goes off at 9 o'clock in the morning. Put the button on to reset the hot water. For 5 minutes, its boilers lit up. 10 minutes, and then it's gone off.
Mm.
And I think, but you couldn't go and have a bath because the water would be stone cold.
Hmm.
No, it's something like that.
No, it's always been like that.
Well, I would never have thought of that.
Yes, because if you've used all your hot water. You can't have that boiler going for an hour or two, can you? Because it'd be so hot. It'd get so hot, that boiler.
It's like you try and say you're going to boil a pan of potatoes. You've got to keep turning it off every 2 minutes because it's getting too hot.
Well, no, because there's pan of potatoes is a bit different to...
It's not, no, you put a boiler in for a purpose. It's to heat your water up before it goes cooking again, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. No.
You can see if I've still got pressure. See if we see what you think. You've got to pick her up.
Yeah, what's that?
You want to see the pressure? See what you think? You've got pressure?
Pressure, Jed. Turn this off.
I think Dennis walked on and walked off.
Oh. Didn't do much rehearsals tonight.
I'm choking it.
I saw that.
So it's going to be filled up with water.
Yes. That's a good. Is that a boat out of that shampoo lid?
It's
jolly good, isn't it?
Alright, I've got to get 2 men across and I need two boys can fit in there and 1 man. So 2 boys go across, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah, 1 boy stays there, 1 boy comes back.
Yeah, he paddles, does he?
Yeah, I've got paddles. And that man goes there, that boy comes back, yeah? 2 boys go back across,
yeah.
1 boy stays there, 1 boy comes back,
mm-hmm.
Man goes across. That boy comes back,
mm-hmm.
And 2 boys go back across.
Yeah, great.
But there'll be a paddle, so pretending there's a paddle.
Yeah,
and I write it down. This is what I write and I put. sometimes to get them across. So if two boys go across and one boy comes back, one man goes across, one boy comes back, two boys go across, one boy comes back, one man goes across, one boy comes back, and two boys go across.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Please do that. Because we don't need the shampoo lid. We don't need this. Did you manage to get me any plasticine?
No, they don't sell plasticine where we went there. We'll get it tomorrow. No problem. You're in any sort of not exactly a disaster, but if ever you're in some sort of uncomfortable plight, stuck in a train or anything like that, the way to cope is to go off to sleep if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll have to pay that.
No. It's my Tupperware box.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive. It doesn't need to be. All that it needs to do is to just demonstrate. Yes, you don't need to paint.
You can put some insulating tape round it because that peels off.
Wasted it for the house, isn't it?
It won't be the
top. I mean, it's only 79p a roll. It might take two rolls, but at least it's sort of done.
I should use your insulating tape to
go all the way. I'll get you some. Rather than paint it, because I want to use that again.
Oh, yes, it's very good, that. They're expensive. They're about £6.
Well, I think it looks perfect like that because it looks like clear water.
Why don't you set up a cardboard box
and paint the cardboard box and put it inside the cardboard box?
That's an idea.
Yeah, but no, like a shoot like that to the shoebox.
Yeah.
And let that sit in the shoebox and then paint the shoebox.
Yeah.
Do you have to be a shoebox?
No, I don't think it is.
A big box. You've got a big box and a shoebox. It's
all
right. Painted it.
You've got loads of
nice. That would be very nice. Yes. Yeah.
Get some grass, some bits from the garden.
Yeah. Have a lovely time.
You're a clever old dad.
Yes.
But I still think this is the best
canoe
that
I've
made.
Oh, it's nice. It's very nice.
Is that Dad's suggestion?
My suggestion, didn't I?
He made the
holes and he baited the
It's surprising what you can make. I mean, out of shampoo lid. Well, we need some
I can remember when I was a child, and kids had a lot of time to do hobbies, and a favourite hobby was to make a garden. And I never made one, but a friend of mine was all forever making these things and giving them away as presents. You got the lid of a biscuit tin or something of that sort, and I don't know what they used for grass. They used to model little ducks and things, and he had a piece of mirror to make a pond. Have you ever seen this done?
Yeah.
And it does look so attractive.
Ooh. Got my man's groovy hairstyle.
Guildford, aren't we, dear?
Yeah. Yeah. This is diary. I've got all the wrong dates. It's just as best. I think Jill's phoning him in the morning. She said she'd give him a lift to the hospital.
Okay.
So she might be better. He might be better going with Jill. I'll tell him tonight. She's going over there at 2 and coming back at 3:30. And she wanted Lee to go like at 3:30. And she'd bring him back at Upper State at night. I don't think he'd want to stay 5 hours.
Thank you.
She's in hospital.
Why?
She's not very well.
I might say to him what he can say that he'd go with her, but he has to be back sort of by 4 because he's going out with you. If he says that, that will get him out of it then, won't he? Because Jules phoning him about 10:30. What time's he coming in tonight?
Well, I thought I'd have a show, I'll come downstairs, but I thought I heard the garage door go, and I thought it was Lee putting his bike in, I thought that Jane got a key.
Nobody knocked, did they, Jane?
No.
So what do I want? Some soap. What do you want, Carla? Plasticine.
Green plasticine.
Oh, green plasticine.
A box. Remember a cardboard box.
Got from the supermarket.
Everywhere.
Why can't you walk down to the co-op tomorrow when you're at dancing and get one yourself?
Oh, far better, because then you'll choose the one you want.
Because I'm not near a supermarket tomorrow.
No. We're not going to go anywhere near food tomorrow.
What's that for, Ned? So did you ask Tracy if she had the results?
Yeah.
What did she say?
No results.
No results, yeah. This one's late, don't you? They didn't say what time it is.
Well,
he's going to
be there. I thought he's leaving at 9:30. That's why I thought they were going to go
to the door. Oh, what can I make a paddy out of?
Pencil.
Lolly
stick.
Then it got to be a little tinfoil.
Cocktail stick.
One of those bud things.
Yeah, cotton buds.
Cut in half.
That looks like a paddle.
Doesn't
no,
like a paddle.
Even with the white bins.
With the leave the white.
The ear picks.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
What, Johnson's baby buds.
It looks like the paddle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Things you put in your ear.
Yeah.
I'll cover that with tinfoil.
Or you can leave it on its own, couldn't you? Because it's got the white things like Dad's got. The, that shaped at the end.
Yeah.
That's quite a good idea. Go and get one. And see if you can cover it in tinfoil if you want, but it'll probably be alright as it is. What a brain box, eh?
Yeah. Oh, between a lot of us, we muster some intellect.
I bet that hasn't got to be in for a week.
I bet she'd call you anyone in the whole class.
This yeah, quite likely.
She's
quite
got
likely.
To please the
she's
teacher all
it's
so
yeah.
much.
She's and very, she, very well motivated.
Every night she comes out, I've got to do the homework, got to be in tomorrow, normally gets a week. When's this got to be in by then, Carla? Or she could probably say, well, you can do it if you want to do it, but, you know, you don't have to do it.
When I think of the difference between Carla and Neil, Neil doesn't really want to do anything.
Oh, she's got to be serious.
Absolutely.
Bumbling
out with life.
Should see her work, her books.
I mean, my poor Neil tried to commit suicide in
1989.
Mm. Took 70 aspirin.
It was fun. Ah, oh. It was funny. She did.
What looks better?
The simple.
A or B.
Yeah, the simple one.
The tinfoil looks nice.
Mm.
When's this got to be in by?
It's Monday.
Is everybody going to do it, or is it your choice if you do it?
You can either draw it, model it. I only drawed the last one, but I'm modelling this time, it's good fun.
Mm.
So
it's
this one looks better.
You said you had to model it. But make it, squeeze it in the middle so it's fatter at the ends. That's it, so it looks like a canoe. Paddle, yeah?
What's that like?
Oh, I've opened the boot. I've got to bring, you want to bring on the shopping window? You can talk to Jean. Where's that paper?
What about if this like all the time? What if I get some extra tinfoil just to put at the end?
Oh, I don't know really, I haven't thought.
So I've got a bit left over from when I cut it. Let's put it in. This bit left.
I've sort of squeezed the tinfoil so that it fits very, very tightly around the middle. And then it bulges at the end. I think that'll do.
What about if I do an extra bit?
Well, I don't think it'll be a good idea at all, because my knowledge of tinfoil leads me to believe that tinfoil wrapped on tinfoil falls off.
Oh.
I think you'll be better off with it like
this
that.
This is for tree.
Not yours. Can I have my tree?
I'd love
to. It is a dear little tree.
A lot of good for warmth. Got no sleeves in it. Let me put it up there, see what it looks like. Oh, I like the little red basket.
Isn't it lovely? I fell in love with it, Brenda, I really did.
You'll be pinching all the chocolates off it.
Yes.
But what's not, you can put a little... You know, you can afford to put some little bows and some little decorations yourself, can't you, on it?
Did you see it's got a star? The top bit will go straight up.
Yeah.
The top bit is folded over.
Can you pass it, Carl, again? I didn't have a close look.
No, do have a close look.
Oh, yeah, they've got stars.
Yeah, show it to your mum.
Yeah.
No, I didn't notice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That goes up.
That's right, that will go up. Yeah. And all the little branches will open out. It's going to look extremely nice when it's displayed.
And this year they've got some like this beautiful gold and
nice,
silver
isn't
out.
It? Yes.
Really, they've got
some. Do you reckon I should make two patterns and put two people in there?
There's only one boat. One boat only needs one pair of paddles.
Oh, maybe it's a double canoe.
Yeah. So you want two paddles?
Oh,
on?
They do. I see. Yes.
If it's a. What's that? Because that's a Canadian paddle.
Because look. If they're going that way, they need to paddle outwards. But if they're going that way, they need it closer to them.
I know nothing about the paddles. Ooh.
What we'll do is when they've gone.
If you're going that way, you need to paddle away from you, don't you?
Does she?
If you're going there, you need it here. So do you reckon I should have two paddles? But when you're going that way, you're that way. One. How can I sit that one there?
I reckon I should be eating this.
Remember that program that was on the telly where people went?
No, it's meant to be canoe, but this is going to be, I'm using this instead.
Why aren't they pulling this out along the road?
So it's not going to be right there. But I put it there.
No, I see, that's just for guiding the boat.
You can have a paddle like this. Right? You can cut that like off the top. Right? I'm okay, hang on, listen. You can cut that off at the top. Mm-hmm. Another paddle you can have. Instead of having them at the side. One man, one person.
But they look lovely, don't they?
Like
the marks and sparks back to see the water.
In the water, that's underneath the water, right? And they push it like that.
Just like the
tortoise tail.
That's
out
of the
ship. You
know, like
doing the gondola
set
in Vienna.
Hmm.
That's the way
they do it. Hmm. Yeah, I was telling you, she did this maths, and she got at the end of it, she got a sticker like pleasing work. And at the end of it, the teacher had written, your work is beautifully presented, Carla. You work, instead of your work. And Kim said, the teacher's a bit naughty, she's with the R out. So she went and told her. She said, you know, Mrs. Mm. Nice, but, you know, you've missed the R out. She'd have a house point for that. She said, for good...
Oh, a disc.
A disc, that was it.
Good for her, yes.
How can you tell if that's extra hot then?
Well, you wouldn't be able to bear your hand under it, would you?
Have you run it?
shouldn't you? Unless they're kitchen scissors.
They are my sewing scissors.
I would say.
Every sewing scissor I get in this house.
You're on a canvas.
Well, we don't need to do it now because you're going to bed. You're going to bed.
She may be in a desperate
hurry.
You've
got to sit down and do the list and see what's what. It's like you feel that warmth in here now. My legs were so cold you could really feel the draught. Well, you could, couldn't you? Been cold.
Door shut, Jane.
Sorry, dear?
Well, the door's shut there. Anyway.
No, it's all right.
Sure.
No, quite sure.
Yeah, the conservatory open. That's the draught then. I can feel it. It's freezing, Jane.
Is it?
It really is.
Of course, I've got this thing over my feet because I was going to say.
You take it off. And
this is the survival technique. Take a coat off. Supposing you're in an underground tube and it's broken down. Of course, this used to happen in wartime. It just broke down, no power. It starts to get cold. When you're wearing a coat in winter back, you take a coat off and put it so that it goes over your feet. Get your feet warm. Put your hands inside. And if you've got a scarf or anything, put it over your head.
Full of ends.
So that you keep the heat of your body
in.
From escaping through the top. And if it's sort of, you know, there's some light or disturbance and you want to sleep, and the best thing to do is to go into a light doze because, you know, you can't do much else, just cover your face.
And keeps all the warmth of the body heat in.
Keep your warmth in. Yeah.
Come on, come up, son, get your gym jams on. Very nice, Jim.
Oh, good night, darling.
Yeah?
Yeah, can you take these two cups to Deb, please, darling?
Just hope these bags to Deb and things.
What did Deb cook you for your dinner?
Pizza.
Ooh, goody.
Ooh.
Mushrooms. What did you have?
We had chicken curry.
Yes.
And a piece of
flapjack.
Yes. Fatties. But we couldn't eat all the curry. It was so both of us. At one time, we could have scoffed the lot.
Yes.
Your stomach, obviously, with this virus, your stomach's reduced, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I'm not fighting to get it back again.
No.
At least I... You see, with the virus, I was sometimes in such a state that I thought I might have bowel cancer.
That's right.
And years ago, Dr. said to me, if you start to lose weight, and he said, if you're a plump girl, so he said, if you start to lose weight and you can't understand why, try to put some on. He said, stop worrying about, you know, losing any. Try and put a couple of pounds on. If you can't, then come to us and we'll find out what's wrong.
Mm.
And we'll catch it early. And so I haven't been sort of saying to myself, oh, I've lost some weight, I'll try to lose more. At the moment, I'm not worrying too much about what I eat.
When I lost
because
it.
I can't eat all that much.
Mm. When I lost it, I thought, I don't want to be this thin. I want to put it on again.
I went out with Peggy on Wednesday for a meal. And she's been saving Daily Telegraph vouchers. And when you've got so many vouchers, you send them up to the Daily Telegraph, or you send them, it's offers closed now, and they send you a thing like a credit card. And they send you a list of all the places that you can go to for a half-price meal. You can take a friend, and whichever of you has the cheaper meal, that's what
free.
They give you. That comes free. So two people go out, and they share the cost of the meal.
That's a good idea.
I couldn't eat the damn meal. I had... steak and kidney pudding. No, steak and kidney pastry pie.
Was it a pub meal?
Yes, well, a very nice pub.
Yeah, but they do some... Those pub meals, they reckon now, are best value for money and the most filling.
They are. It was a steak and kidney pie, Brussels sprouts, carrots, plain boiled potatoes. I could only eat about half the kidney and meat. I could only eat about a third of the pastry. Couldn't cope with the carrots at all, or the Brussels sprouts. They were beautiful Brussels sprouts. Like little cabbages, you know. I could only eat a couple of them.
Right, you're going to get your jum-jums on,
I had sherry trifle as a dessert, and I gave Peggy half of it. not like me.
One
time,
I mean, normally yeah.
That meal tonight wasn't exceptionally big, that curry.
It wasn't. It was
normally
a standard
we'd eat that
portion.
In a great big ghetto.
That's right.
But I mean, no, I think it's obviously sort of reduced.
Oh yes.
And you eat so slow. They'd all sort of finished, and I'm still sort of tugging. Mm. I just don't know what it is. Whether it is your tummy reduced or.
I don't know. One of the most interesting things, in some ways one of the nicest things that's happened to me since I've been widowed, is having Neil to look after. Not only is he an exceptionally nice boy in his rough way, I mean, he's only an ordinary working class boy. I'm not making any great claims for it being terribly clever or anything like that. He's a boy with a lot more potential than anybody is trying to develop, but he's just an ordinary boy. But at the age of 66, I shall be there any minute now, at the age of 66, to have a 20-year-old under your care, a boy who hasn't had the sort of upbringing and care that you've lavished on your own children and other people's children, you learn a lot. Now, I hadn't realised that you teach your children to eat.
Mm.
Neil has been taught not to eat. Only to eat when he gets hungry, and then instantly go for junk food. She must have fed them on, probably still feeds them for all I know, on whatever happens to be around.
Mm. Yeah, there's no sort
you get
of
that.
No pattern,
no planning, no menu planning. No saying, well, they haven't had liver for several days, we'd better have that, or it's about time that we had a big roast dinner and a pudding and